Maybe we just start with, just ask Devin about the fact that only 25 players on your roster remain from that Super Bowl. Kind of your thoughts on that and how quick, I guess, the turnover is in the NFL.
Well, you know, I think that's the nature of this league. You look at the average career length, it's about 3.5 years, a little bit less than that. And, you know, it's a young man's game, so there's always a lot of turnover. The NFL's always been that way, you know. And you just have to try to adapt and survive as a player and continue to improve. And we all understand that's the nature of the NFL.
Matthew, the Seahawks rank fifth in return yards this season. So out of 35 kickoffs, they only taken 15 touchbacks. How dangerous is that in the game for this?
Well, you look at Lockett, and I think he's proven himself to be one of the best returners in our league. He's done it from day one as a rookie last year. And I think not only that, but the guys up front, they really work hard to block for him. And Coach Schneider, who I played for at UCLA, he has a great mind for the kicking game. So he's got some good, well-designed plays. But, you know, he makes them go. At the end of the day, he's got the ability. He's got the confidence in what he's doing back there, and he does a heck of a job for him.
You don't want to get too much into the political stuff, but you did say you're going to go to vote. Mm-hmm. What was your reaction to the results last night?
I'm not getting into that. I respect you asking that, but here to talk about the Seahawks.
How about a thought on Monday? It was maybe a little bit different in the sense of you just played the Bills and you get to watch them play Seattle on TV. What was that like watching that game?
You know, I think it was a good game for us. Obviously, we know Buffalo well and know what they do well. And to see how they matched up against Seattle, it was good for us to look at, and there are some good things for us to learn from. But at the end of the day, it's going to be about the Patriots and how we play our style of football against Seattle and how they play there. So hopefully we have enough to match up against them. And I know we're working hard at preparing this week, and we're going to be up for the challenge.
This team has always prided itself on being slowing things down when the pressure gets very high. And obviously, the Super Bowl was no better example of that than that. But I'm wondering what you remember about the moments and the closing moments and how the sideline was and what you noticed about the team and how they handled pressure.
You know, I think what we did was just try to stick to our game plan. You know, we have been coached to play a certain way all year, and I think we handled it well. And then are you asking about the post game, how we?
Well, everything. I mean, from like the last minute of that game, the way it unfolded, the ups and downs, and then post game and all of it.
Yeah, you know, we just stayed the course, and you know, you understand it's a 60-minute game. Things are going to go your way. Things are not going to go your way. And then you know, afterwards, obviously, it was an emotional time for everyone. You know, we put a lot into this. We sacrificed a lot, mentally, physically. And to achieve the ultimate goal is obviously a tremendous thing. And, you know, I tip my hat to Seattle. We go back and look at that game. They did the same thing. They stayed the course. They played hard. They didn't quit. So I think you had two football teams that were well coached, that believed in the cause that they were playing for. And, you know, unfortunately, one team had to lose the game. Thankfully, it wasn't us.
Matthew, on your team, coaches have said that both offensively and defensively, the Seahawks look a lot similar to the way they did a couple of years ago in the Super Bowl. But I'm wondering, special teams-wise, if they're doing things differently, whether it's schematically or, you know, I'm sure personnel has changed. But what have you seen from them in terms of the differences maybe between the last time you saw them?
Well, I think the X factor is Lockett. I think, you know, they've always had good core special teams players, back to Heath Farwell and Chris Maragos when they were there. And obviously Ricardo Lockett, who's now retired. But, you know, they've always played well in the King game, but they've never had, you know, maybe Leon Washington was the last guy they had that was as dynamic as this kid. So, you know, Leon, they didn't have him, obviously, in the Super Bowl, and now they have young Lockett, and he's doing a heck of a job. So I think that's the biggest difference, what he's capable of when he has the ball in his hands. He's a very explosive player, poses a lot of problems.
Realizing it's not somebody you're going to have to defend, obviously, but Jimmy Graham, when you look at him just maybe as even as a fan, how much of your own two tight ends do you see in him?
Well, I'll say this. He's very fun to watch, and he's had a tremendous career for himself. And I guess the biggest comparison is the size. You know, I referenced earlier how I felt like we had two small forwards out there. He's no different. He's got tremendous size, and that's not something that you can coach. And, you know, he knows how to position himself and make plays, and he's done it for a long time in this league. So, got a lot of respect for him as a player. He adds, obviously, a different element to their offense. But, you know, this is a good football team. With him, without him, they always compete. They always play the game the right way.
Matthew, I want to get your thoughts real quick on Jonathan Jones. I know he's been a big contributor, kick coverage-wise, you know, undrafted kid. What have you seen from him that's all, obviously he's fast, but what have you seen from him that's made him as successful as he has been?
He's very fast. He's very, very fast. But I think Jonathan's attitude has been tremendous. He doesn't say a whole lot. He just comes in here and works. And as a veteran player, you appreciate that. And I think another thing about him is his toughness. The kid's tough. He's had some things that he's dealt with this year as a rookie that he's played through and done a great job. So can't say enough good things about him, his attitude, his willingness to learn, and then the way he plays on Sundays, fast and aggressive, plays bigger than he is. You know, he's been a tremendous asset for us.
Four times they started inside the 20. How important is that to keep that, you know, number growing for them?
Well, you know, we hope that we're able to do that. We understand, as I said, we're going against a dynamic player. There's not a lot of guys like this in the league. So I think our focus needs to be on just doing our job, playing our principles, being disciplined, making sure that, you know, all 11 guys are doing their job and kick coverage. And when this guy gets the ball in his hands, you just got to hope that, you know, we get enough guys to the ball before he does something to hurt us.
Sunday rolls around, Sunday night. Do you feel like a lot of the fans feel like, gosh, it feels like the Patriots haven't played in a month? Does it feel that way when you're getting closer to the game because of the bye?
You know, it feels like it's been a while. You know, sitting around last weekend, you know, not having practice for a number of days, you get out there yesterday, like, man, it's been a while since I've, you know, run around and been in the pads and whatnot. So I know we'll be anxious come Sunday night, but I think for now we just need to focus on our preparation. Because this is a heck of a football team we're getting ready to play.
Thanks, guys.
Thanks, guys.